Well, not all. Yeah, this is pretty tall. They had a long trot.
A long what?
A long trot.
There was a log across the road. You'd say I tied a chain to it and we...
pulled it out.
Or, using another word, you'd say we...
drug it out, or...
And you'd say we have, what, many logs out of that road. We have...
several.
We're talking about dragging them out. You'd say we have already...
drug them out, or...
And you'd say you have to tie a chain around it if you want to...
drag it out.
And when you're chopping logs, an egg-shaped frame like this that you set the log in would be a... you know what I mean?
You mean, cutting logs?
Uh-huh.
You mean just cutting logs? Well, you'd call bedding them in.
What do you mean?
Well, when you cut them, I'm talking about cutting them when you cut them down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you always bed your tree in, then took your axe and cut it out. And that's what they call bedding them in.
What do you mean, bedding them in?
Well, that is then. That is to keep from pulling splinters in the timber.
You mean you cut it in the direction, or?
In the, it was a heart, yeah. And it wouldn't pull splinters.
Mm-hmm. What different types of equipment did you have for setting the log in to hold it while you could chop it or something?
Well, hold it or chop it.
Well, some people had they built an X-shaped frame. This is just for one log.
Well, it had to be a pretty small one. That'd be a wood rack.
Uh-huh.
But I thought you was talking about cutting regular logs. But you just talking about cutting wood or something.
You built them.
When you talk about logs, what size are...
You mean what? How big they were?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know how big they were, but they were some big ones back then.
What kind?
Well, it was hardwood, pine, oak, pine, sweet gum, black gum, or just old kind. They had, I don't know how many, they had several different kinds of oak. Had some big ones. And you had to chop that hardwood in. If you didn't, they'd pull splinters, and they didn't want you to pull no splinters. They'd ruin the lumber.
If you were just doing some carpentry work, you might make a frame that you could lay a board across on, maybe an A-shaped frame.
Well, that would be what you call jack horses.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever do that? Did you do much carpentry work?
No, I ain't no carpenter. No.
And the thing that you put in a pistol would be a...
cottage?
And something that you'd carry the clothes out to hang them on the line. You could carry them out in a clothes
basket.
And nowadays, if an electric light wasn't burning, you'd have to screw in a new
bulb.
And something that, can you get by here? The wheels, the thing that on the wagon, the thing that would run across and connect one wheel to the other was called a
axle.
What were the different parts of the wheel?
You mean a regular wagon you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it'd be the spokes and the hub and the tar was called a rim.
What was that made of?
That is made of iron or steel.
Mm-hmm.
The tar was.
What piece did the tar fit over?
It fit over the fellers, they call them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they drove the spokes in the hub, and then they drove the feller over the end of the spoke.
How many fellers would there be in a wheel?
Well, I believe some of them come solid, and some of them come... No.